At Tuesday's Common Council meeting in City Hall, Council President Darius Pridgen announced that budget hearings with city department heads will begin Thursday morning at 9. He also stated that the public will have a chance to chime in.
We invite you to come to the hearings, but we'll hear from the general public at 5 p.m. Thursday, May the 4th.
Although they are only beginning to review the mayor's proposed budget, lawmakers say they see nothing that may alarm the public, but there are some concerns. Councilmember Rashid Wyatt states his.
One of the things that I try to look at, where are we with overtime? Are we saving? I know that was one of the mayor's focus during this presentation, that we have more officers coming on, so I'm hopeful that we can see some savings there.
Mayor Brown's proposed budget uses $12 million from the reserve fund. Lawmakers say that's a common practice, and the mayor notes there's also a so-called rainy day fund that now totals about $36 million. Councilmember Joseph Golombek likes Mayor Brown's conservative budget practices, but he warns that others might not necessarily appreciate it. He suggests it worked against former Erie County Executive Dennis Gorski at the end of his tenure.
Dennis Gorski had a huge rainy day fund, and the residents of Erie County got tired of it, and they voted him out of office, even though he had a great fiscally conservative, solid economic record. He was good on taxes, and he was good on finances, but people didn't like that, and the criticism was that he was hoarding money.
The council has until May 22nd to make additions and return the budget to the mayor, who then has the right to veto any changes. By the city's charter, the spending plan for the next fiscal year, beginning July 1st, becomes official June 8th. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.